Which social media platform should you choose, given that you have limited time and energy to be working with them? And so this person asked, this person is a relational therapist, and they asked, well, should I be on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and maybe even LinkedIn? We can add in there, Twitter, we can add in there. What other options? Substack. But let's just go with these options for now. And what should we start with and why? And my favorite answer, which I maybe is okay, my favorite answer is whichever one you actually enjoy using as a user. That should be that's actually, I think, is the most reasonable way to go forward. Because if you don't enjoy using something, you're not going to learn the culture, the etiquette, the technology of that tool enough to get really good at posting on there as well. So which of these do you actually, I know you might say none of them. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But of the options, which are you more likely to enjoy using? I mean, you could try them all out as a user and go, oh, I really like this one. I really like this one. So then when you post on there, then you know the etiquette, you know the culture. Now, having said that, choosing a platform also means you have to understand a little bit about the demographics, meaning Instagram is better probably for therapists. Now, but that also means there's more competition on Instagram for therapists. TikTok is better for younger audiences from, 14 to 30, something like that. 12 to 30. TikTok is better if you're trying to reach those people. But again, that means there's more competition reaching those people there. There are people 12 to 30, if you were trying to reach on all of these platforms, plenty of them, except LinkedIn. LinkedIn, not so much, but all these other platforms, that's an example, right? Oh, I want to reach older people. Good. Facebook. Facebook is for us older people, right? People who are 30 to 35 to 125. That's Facebook right there. These days, weighing more towards 125. Joking. Nobody here live is laughing with me, but it's an ongoing joke that Facebook is just a bunch of old people now. No, Facebook has 2.5, what, has I think 3 billion users. Are there 3 billion old people in the world among 7 billion? Come on, that's a joke. It's but yes, it's three of this. It's half the oldest people in the world. The older half of the world population is Facebook users. Okay. Actually, that's not true. LinkedIn is even older because of the professional thing. So yeah, every platform has its demographics. The size, in terms of size, Facebook is the biggest, it's the king and queen. And it has every age and every I think every age, Facebook is still the biggest. It's ironically because it is the biggest of all. Every niche, Facebook is the biggest. So depends on which one you enjoy using. I would say start there. And if you are more holistic, do Instagram, but you also have more competition. If you want to just reach, well, I don't know. I think I'm not sure yet. Well, then choose Facebook because you could use Facebook ads to reach whichever audience. So I hope this helps.